As we do on a Monday morning, we say good morning to Peter Allam. Peter, very good morning.
Yes, morning, Wayne. Morning, all our listeners out there. Nice, beautiful morning. The roads are quiet. Schools are closed.
School holidays.
Straight right through. No cars to overtake. No stops to stop at. No highways to go off in a queue. What a pleasure.
Just hold.
Holiday. I think it's only 1 week. I think they go back next week, Tuesday or something.
Yeah,
already.
It's just a week's holiday. It's that short one before they really hit the crunch with the end of your exams.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to chat municipal rates today. Mm-hmm. And in particular, my support is there for our Wild Coast Great Kai Municipality, a municipality that's really doing its level best to try and sort out and help the people in the area, but one that is really abused. I mean, the figures on non-rate payers in the area is frightening. You know, I don't want to guess at figures, but I don't think there's a single area that's 100% up to date with its rates. Everybody just has that attitude of, they don't give us anything, we're not paying rates. Well, it doesn't work that way. Sadly for you as a homeowner, you're in trouble if that's the attitude that you have. What is municipal rates? Let's just clear what it is. It's a monthly charge by a local municipality on property owners. It's calculated as a percentage of the property's market value to fund essential services, which is including roads, water, waste, the vehicles for the municipality and things like that. So these payments are not for individual utilities like electricity or water consumption, but are a tax on land and buildings. And the rate is determined by the municipality at the beginning of the end of June every year, implemented the 1st of July. And is subject, of course, to exemptions, rebates, phasing in policies of affordability and the like. You get a pensioner's rebate and things like that as well. So rates, it's a tax that's national. It applies to the whole of the country. It's not just Great Kai that do it for us in our area. Mm. It's not just BCM that does BCM. Those areas all have their tariff, as it says over here. The percentage of the property's market value is assessed and calculated, and then the tariff is implemented based on the rate that they do. How are the rates determined? The actual value of the rate, the market value of the property is taken into account. If it's just land, obviously it's on the land only. There's a percentage for that. Then they take into account the buildings and the improvements on it. So the bigger your house, the more value that you have. And yes, a lot of people are still under the misconception that in the old days, they used to have like a low rate value. That has all changed. Over the years, the municipalities have now got what you call realistic rate value. So they will give you a value on your house, which is also used to get your clearances at the receiver of revenue for transfer duty. So it's got to be, a fair value. So the buildings and the land on it. So don't people come along so often now, especially at Great Kai, people say, but my house was $600,000 last year. Now it's valued at $4 million. And I say to the people, stop. Look in the mirror. What would you pay for your house? Oh, no, I'd pay $4 million. I said, well, exactly. That's what the problem is. You've got to realize that it's a realistic value now. It's not just a value that's put on there. For years, it was behind. But, it's there. The rate in the rand, the municipal council sets a value for the amount in the rand, the cent amount in the rand, a percentage that is applied to the property's value. Our local valuator, who does an excellent job, is Mark Lindstrom at Penny Lindstrom Valuations. And I do not know many challenges that have been made that the people have been successful with. Their values are good. They have done an in-depth study on valuations, and what they are producing is proper and take into account exactly what the value of the property is and the rate used and things like that. So the calculation is quite simple. The market value is multiplied by the applicable rate in the rand to determine the annual amount due. So that's how your rates are determined. So you cannot, duck and dive anymore like you used to in the old days. You know, especially along our coast as well, and I'm talking now in our area, all the Glens and Sinsa West, Sinsa East and all that, a lot of them were in share blocks. And, you know, those values now, it's no longer a company valuation on the land and a couple of improvements. It's now the actual homes that are in there.
The individual.
The evaluators have gone in. They've assessed the values. They've walked the areas. If you don't know it, believe in me, they've done proper assessments. And they've determined what the true value of the properties are there. And the property valuation is then correctly done in accordance with the applicable calculation that is necessary. So, you know, people then say, yeah, but we still come back to what it's all about. You know, the rates fund is there to pay for roads, sewerage, lighting, refuse, and other essential services, and we don't get all of that. Well, in our great car municipality, they don't charge you that. If you look at a BCM one, you'll see your BCM account will have rates, then it'll have sewerage, then it'll have water, then it'll have availability of various things, it'll have refuse and all that separately, and you pay it. That's how you determine. You know, your rates is one amount and then your services are another amount. And you will find that in the Great Car Municipal area along the coast where we are, they don't charge for anything like that. So the rates account only has the property valuation formula applicable to it. So my first line of thought to listeners out there is be careful before you just challenge. I know of three or four people that have challenged and come off second best because it's actually given an increase in value because of more in-depth. Once you challenge, you know, then your house looks, I mustn't say targeted, but then the valuator will go out there, have a look, measure up correctly, and ensure that the valuation in terms of the property rand cent amount in the rand is properly applicable to it. So I've seen people go in one place. I saw somebody sadly go from a 3 million valuation to a 5 million valuation, and that was the value of the home. You know, the person had a big two-story home with a swimming pool and all sorts of things. And you know, the simple question was, well, to rebuild it is going to cost you 8-9 million.
Yeah.
You know, with the rate that's applicable, we've got now 5 million and not the 3 million that you moaned about. You know, people just automatically, I suppose it's in all of us, we don't like increases. We don't like increases in insurance. We don't like electricity availability increases. But we love the value of the home going up. You know, if we're going to sell, then we're happy for it the other way around. So, you know, it becomes six of one, half a dozen of the other. You can't want it to be low when it suits you and then high when it suits you. So if you're paying rates, it must be low. If you're selling it, it must be high. You want your price. You've got to take it on a scale and level it out. You know, so your key points in municipal rates is such that the purpose is there for the municipalities to meet their financial responsibilities. That's how they get a revenue in. That's how they've always got a revenue in. So, you know, it's individual tax versus property tax. The property tax differs from the individual utility bills that we're talking about. So you get the property tax, which is a tax on the property, and then you get the individual ones, which is your consumptions, your water, your electricity, your refuse removal, and that type of thing. And then, of course, there are always rebates and exemptions. So the Great Car Municipality gives a rebate in that it doesn't charge for water, doesn't charge for electricity, doesn't charge for sewerage. But you say, oh, well, my electricity comes from Eskom. Yes, so there's no electricity charge as you get at BCM. They don't supply it because they can't. And then, you know, they don't charge for that. They don't make an availability there or anything like that. And, you know, and then the rebates are there. Pensioners get a rebate. particular, you know, if you, for example, a church gets a rebate, I know that for a fact. You know, public worship places get rebates and things like that. Mm. Indigenous residents, yes, they do get a rebate in our country. There are a lot of them around. And there is a rate for them, a special rate. There are exemptions, total exemptions for them as well. And so there are rebates and exemptions that are applicable. And all of this is taken into account. And if you need to find out anything, there's a wonderful team at Great Car. You know, the financial chief financial officer, together with his team of Batiswa and all the rest of them there, are always helpful. You know, they send out from time to time satellite stations that they go visit where you can come and chat to them. Mm. They were at Sinta West last week. You could pop in there for the whole course of the day. They sat there for anybody that wanted to come and check what their rates was, how it was arrived at, what they've been charged for, what rebates do we get, what about the road that runs down the middle of you know, Sinta West that's not been attended to, why has it not been attended? All those questions were answered by the team at the municipal offices. And they travel to Carmouth. They travel to all sorts of places along the way. Kumkha, Carmouth, Sinta West. They went to Morgan Bay, all the places on the coast. They were there to answer questions, and they're happy to answer them. And I can say as well that we at Alums do assist them. We have been appointed as attorneys for the Great Car Municipality. We are in the process of collecting rates. We're doing it on a friendly basis. We are affording the people the opportunity to come in and see us. A lot of people don't receive their rates account. Mm. And that's not the problem of the municipality. You know, everybody says to me, but they don't send me an account, so I'm not going to pay it. They can't charge me. It doesn't work that way. If you own property, you must know. Your attorney should have told you when he registered your property, you now have a water account, you now have a lights account, you now have a rates account. Make sure that they all change into your name and that you're receiving them. The laughable thing is that most of them go to street addresses, and we know now situation here on the coast, we don't have any postal services of any nature whatsoever. Mm. In fact, I don't know when last I received a bit of mail in my post box here in Vincent neither. It just doesn't happen anymore. Mm. You know, I don't even know if we still have postmen.
Yeah.
You know, it's a crazy setup. So don't wait for the account to come to you. You know, you have to pay, as we say. We explain what the rates are and the rebates that you get. How much are they? Yeah, if you don't have an account, you don't know how much it is. There's a clear valuation on every account that comes. If you make contact with our offices, give us your IRF number. We'll get a copy of your account. We'll make sure that the team at Great Car add your email address on that you can get it every month. You know, there's not much other way other than you going to fetch it. That's what they're. Like I said, where's my account? Yeah, your account is probably not coming to you at all unless you provided a proper email address and you diligent enough to make sure that you followed up and made sure that you're getting it. You can query, what is my house valuation? On there, they can give you the tariff that's applicable. It's simple. It's there. It'll tell you everything, how it's arrived at and all of that. So, you know, all your answers to the questions that you may have regarding rates are there. So go out of your way. If you have any questions or queries, feel free to contact us so that we can sort that out. Like I said, objections, yes, it's a bit late now to object, but they are still taking objections. Mm-hmm. You know, they're kind enough not just to say, you know, this is it, we're not going to help you. You know, it's there. So we go back again to those frequently asked questions about rates. Why must I pay? Mm-hmm. I don't want to pay. I don't get any services. They do nothing for me. I live in a complex. We have our own roads. Yeah, but don't forget you drive to the shops. There are roads over there. Don't forget there are municipal workers that are doing certain areas. Unfortunately, we fit into an area which is, you know, we're not BCM. We fit into Great Car Municipality. So, you know, the Do they have checks and balances in place? Yes, they do. Can I query them? Yes, you can. You know, the value of my house, you know, do yourself a favor before you challenge a value. Maybe get somebody to come and give you a value. Or a simple little thing is that, you know, somebody realized the other day, they said, oh, geez, you know what? I actually worked out my square meters. I've got 200 square meters. Mm. And somebody told me, you know, that it's going to cost me like X amount per square meter to build again. So if you just do that simple test, you'll see the values that there are. So before you challenge, before you go like a bull into a China shop, shut down the municipality, make sure that you've satisfied yourself with the value of your property, and that type of thing. As I say, as we said again, and I repeat again, yes, there are rebates. You know, the indigenous owners that will get a rebate, pensioners get a rebate. If you're on a SASSA grant and you've got no other income, you're entitled to claim a rebate. If you don't have an income, you're entitled to ask for a rebate as well. You can say to them, in the meantime, you know, I've lost my employment. I don't have funds. Can you help? There's that. Disaster management comes to the party. If you're in an area where there's been, some sort of disaster, like Umtata was, they gave relief there. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, you know, there are also some properties that have values of homes that are less than an amount determined by the municipality, and can get an exemption for that as well. So I'm not just saying that the valuations are always correct. Sometimes there are problems with the valuations. Sometimes they're not realistic, and you can challenge that. You know, so it's there. And then, of course, the old thing that happens on the coast as well is that people get their rates, and they've been paying their rates for years. A lot of people bought plots out on the coast. And then they built a mansion on top of there. And then they come along and say, but I've been paying R1,000 a year for my plot. You know, why now all of a sudden am I paying R1,000 a month?
Yeah, well, there's a property on it.
It doesn't stay a plot for the rest of its life. Once you've built, you know, you should have plans. This is the other thing that people don't do. You know, you need to make sure that your plans are submitted, that they passed, and you need to make sure that you, once completed, that you get your certificate of completion and that your rates account is amended. So, you know, that's what's got to happen there. You know, and yes, can they recover the rates? Do they expire? Do they prescribe? Or prescription, is it applicable? No, they don't prescribe. It follows the property. So, you know, you're not going to get away with it. One day when you sell, you've got to get a clearance from the municipality. So be careful. Don't think you're going to get away with it. Don't be the clever guy that says, they'll never catch up with me. Well, they're going to catch up with you because every property is registered in the deeds office. Everybody doesn't know it, but they fall under a certain area. So if you sell your property, the attorney's got to get a clearance, and don't be in for a surprise. You know, the municipality, yes, you can get, you know, a lot of them are kind enough to offer rebates. I think ECM is 60-40 at the moment or something. I think Great Car will write off the interest and give you a 10% discount if you pay up immediately. So, you know, these are the different things that are available to help and sort out. So, yeah, that's our chat today, basically. Wayne on rates. I don't know if you've got some questions.
Just a question. You did mention, and although I know for a fact that the sort of window of opportunity has closed, but the process that exists for appealing the actual rate tariff or the value, the value of the property. Let's say, for instance, the value that you get is they're valuing your place at 2.5 million, but you want to argue that it's only worth 1.5 million because of X, Y, and Z. Now, there was a process. If that process was followed, but there's been no follow up or no replies or no acknowledgement from Great Car as to you know, whether the application was successful, whether it was even received by the right person, how do we, or how would a person follow up on that? Is there a particular office?
Once again, the duty was on you to ensure. In fact, just last week I had somebody that told me they put in an objection and they have no idea why it wasn't granted or what happened to it. So I wrote to the Great Crown on behalf of the person, and they came back to me, and there was a letter from Penny Lindstrom Valuators as far back as the 19th of June with a full assessment that was sent to the guy's email address. So whether or not he's received it, I don't know. I don't know why he wouldn't receive it. I've double-checked. The email address was correct. Mm. But the guy was adamant through another attorney that they hadn't received anything. Mm. So check your emails. Make sure that, you know, because it was a strange email, you haven't just discarded it.
Yeah.
But if you submitted an application, if you have proof that you submitted it, yes, they will answer you. Even now, it's not too late to ask for the answer.
Okay.
And if you did submit something and you think you didn't get the answer,
maybe just
give me your letter that you submitted. You know, I'll assist there. If you furnish me with the letter that you submitted, I'll go to the valuators and I'll go to the municipality and obtain the response. If they did not respond to you, Mark Lindstrom will certainly pick it up and do it immediately. I have a lot of faith in the valuator. They do a great job, and I've got no doubt that everyone that was received has been dealt with, in my opinion.
Okay.
But there's one or two that may well have slipped through and not been attended to. So to the listeners out there today, if you have something that you submitted and you think you don't have a response, check your emails first, or check the address. You know, a lot of people delivered them. And a lot of people don't have addresses there. So you need to go back to where you delivered it. You know, if it was at the Sinsa West offices, and ask them, you know, what is the outcome? There will definitely be an outcome, because every objection that was lodged was dealt with. I am fully aware of that.
Well, let me do a follow-up and just see. But I was just curious, you know, what the process going forward would be, if there would be some follows. But interesting topic, and one that, you know, we touch on annually, and we had the privilege of talking to the mayor, I think it was last year or the year before.
Believe it or not, it's 2 years ago. We must basically do that again, you know, him and his team, and maybe we must do a question and answer session with them again, like we did. It would be great.
We've got some ideas for that. We must definitely set something up. Peter, thank you very, very much. If somebody does want to get hold of you on this topic or other related topics, how do they go about getting hold of Adam's attorneys?
Yeah, they can get us at 6 Sansom Road in Berea, little side street where Pep Stores is. Telephone 043-7211018. I repeat, 043-7211018. Or they can like us on Facebook, and or if you're already on Facebook with us, under Allams, A-L-L-A-M for Mary, S for Sugar, just add a S to our surname. You'll find us there. You'll find the chats on there. And, of course, the other alternative is Wild Coast FM. Mm-hmm. You've got us on there as well, and our chats are recorded on there. So
loaded on the website.
Loaded on the website.
Thanks, Peter. Have a great week, and we'll chat again next week Monday.
Super. Thanks,
Wayne. Thanks then, Peter. That's Peter Allam with today's Legal Eagle Chat. A very interesting one and a very important one regarding rates. Rates and taxes are like death. You just have to do it.